Hawk number 2052, I have a loud vocal on my bus right now.
2052, I copy. You have a loud verbal on the bus. Are you stopped with your door open? Have you asked them to settle down or they need to get off?
I asked them to keep the conversation to themselves, and they're continuing now, but I'm still driving.
Okay, so why don't you pull over at the next safest stop and open your doors and ask them to deboard.
So, what's my next turn of events that I'll leave?
Well, we would send a supervisor to you, so let's try pulling over the next stop first, and then we'll go from there. I'll stay on the line here with you. Ask them again to either settle down, and if they do not want to settle down, then they need to get off because you need to be able to operate the vehicle safely.
Go, thank you.
And are they having a fight between themselves, or are they directing it towards you, or threatening you or other passengers? What's going on exactly?
I think they're just talking to themselves, but, it's quite derogatory, so yeah.
Okay, so they're talking, they're not actually fighting or threatening anybody on the bus?
No, not at all. I'm not threatening anybody, but it might go to that point in a few minutes.
Okay, well, unfortunately, it's not against the rules for people to swear on the bus. They have a right to their speech, whether we agree with it or not. If they are not threatening you and they're not threatening other passengers, they're just talking loudly, they can go ahead and continue. Now, if it is something that is distracting you to the point where you're not going to be able to focus on operating that bus, then, you know, we can send a supervisor to meet up with you and have a talk with them and see if they can encourage them to settle on. But if it's not threatening anybody and they're just using language that we may not agree with, unfortunately there isn't a rule against that.
Well, under racial slurs as well, correct?
Are they saying this to you or other passengers on the bus?
Yelling it, that's all.
I'm sorry, you keep cutting yourself off.
Just yelling it, that's all though.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, even though we may not agree with what they say, unfortunately there's not much we can do about that. The only thing we can do is, like I said, if what they are doing or saying is such a distraction to you to where you cannot safely operate the bus, then that is when we need to tie it up and send a supervisor to you to talk with them.
Not to still operate the bus.
Okay, so you're stating you're okay to operate the bus as it is?
Yes, I am.
If it changes at any given point, or if they're threatening you or other passengers, and it's not just words exchanged in a conversation with each other, then please give me a call back and we will send assistance to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. 1728.